Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Lemon.
Lemon. You're feeling yellow today?
Lemon.
Oh, Lemon is a lime in Spanish, right?
Yes.
So you're feeling green?
Yes.
Oh my God. You're listening to episode 696. You're listening
696.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys. We report out of Chicago.
Chicago.
In the Rogers Park area.
Rogers Park.
You guys, oh my God.
She got fat.
Well, I've been fat. My arm got a little fat because, y'all, I got stung by a yellow jacket today. And that shit hurt.
Hurt.
It's kind of, the swelling's gone down. But if you guys, well, Roger was the first for me. He said, I've never been stung by a bee or a hornet or a yellow jacket or anything.
No.
And no. I was like, well, city people probably don't because they don't go out.
The only thing I've ever been stung by is a big old cock.
Oh. Well, if it stung you, there's probably a problem.
Well, that's why I'm taking medication for it.
Oh, you're listening to episode 696. I'm not sure if I said that
five times.
Oh, okay. We got four episodes till 700.
Four. Praise Jesus.
Yeah, but my arm is kind of red in a spot, and it's a little burny burn right now, but it's getting through. It's getting.
Girl, I would be fucking dying. I'd be like in the hospital, well, IV connected, like fucking saying my last rites.
And the difference between a yellow, if you don't know, a difference between a yellow jacket and a honeybee. First, a honeybee has like the little fur over its body, but a yellow jacket is just like all exoskeleton. And then it continues to sting. It doesn't die. So it just continues to sit there and just sting you. You know, hurt.
Because that is like an angry motherfucker.
And I looked crazy because I'm trying to like get it off of me and switching arms for the leash and stuff. One thing I have to remember is to keep my mouth closer to the microphone. I noticed on the last show that I was way back like this, and then I would come in and then get back like this. So I need to make sure
I'm always like this.
I need to be here. But my arm's a little red, but it's getting better.
It is looking a little on that swell.
Swolt. It is so swolt.
She looked like she went to go work out at Popeyes.
Oh, that is a workout. Especially if you go to the one in Glenview. Just getting parking is a workout.
Which, the one right across the street from Mariano's? Yeah. Oh my God. I don't ever fucking go there.
Don't.
The last time we went there, they had no fucking water. Disgusting.
Oh yeah, because it was shut down for...
Something was wrong
something
in the water.
Wrong in the city water, right? But then I was thinking... Well, you're serving mashed potatoes, and you had to fucking use water for that. So
they use water bottle.
Bottled water?
Did I say water bottle?
You
bottle
said
water?
The Spanish version, which is water bottled.
I hate you.
Oh, my gosh. So, Roger, you're getting ready to go on vacation.
I am ready.
Where is you going?
I am going down to this very exotic place. It's very tropical. I like to call it, it's called Fort Lauderdale.
Lauderdale.
We Americans like to call it Fort Lauderdale.
The L is silent.
Right. I'm going down to Fort Lauderdale. You know, the exotic place.
The exotic place known as Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
There's a lot of interest. Well, we've talked about it on the show. I'm not going to rehash it, but I did a lot of crazy shit in Fort Lauderdale. Fort Lauderdale makes you kind of crazy. So be careful. I know you get a little crazy down there.
Well, what do you mean by crazy?
Like you go out in the sun, crazy.
Oh, yeah. I come back and I'm at least three shades darker.
Yeah. You're like a different race. You're like Dominican or something.
Puiqueta, puiqueta.
Oh my God, I forgot that Narcos is on. I need to start watching. I can't watch it until Tony gets back from vacation.
That is a lie. He will never know you watched it. Just saying. You can blame it on me. We'll watch it tonight.
He's here.
Oh, damn it. Damn it.
You guys, if you have not seen Narcos, you really need to fucking watch that shit. Watch season one, and season two just came out on Friday, I think. And then Tony, he's going on vacation to Seattle this week.
Yes. What's taking him down there? Family, friends?
His friend Juan Carlos lives there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We met him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. At your other place. That's awesome.
Yeah. He's going to go see him for a week and
that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Get himself away for a while.
I've never been to Seattle.
I've never either. I've always wanted to go and I heard it's a really beautiful place.
Tony liked it. He said the only thing that was disappointing was the Space Needle. He was like, really? It's like,
You can have a tiny house in Seattle.
He's like, it's 3 feet tall. The needle. He goes, like, they make it look so boom. Big on TV and like, of course. Pictures, but when you go to it, you're like, he said, he was like, that's on a hill. That's why it looks tall.
Why can't I walk it in like 3 stops? I don't even fit inside.
He was like, not impressed. I was like, size queen.
Yeah.
You have any plans just to chill out?
Basically, I want to get fucked. I want to get laid like Polishly brick and tile. Like, you're going to go for it and not give a fuck.
And just keep going.
And just keep going. I mean,
don't
I
don't even ask.
I eventually want to be like one
wall.
Of the.
You build that wall.
Right. You build that wall.
You go, Trump. You build that wall. And build it. And
build
I'll
it all up
it.
In my asshole.
I'll pay for it.
I'm paying. No, I mean, like, it's my normal annual trip, so I'll just go down there. Literally,
you mean your normal anal trip,
right? actually, that doesn't happen. Although there's been opportunity for it to happen, it doesn't happen. I'm too like
you're staying in Wilton Manors, right? Like,
yeah,
the place is in Wilton Manors.
Well, yeah, it's in Wilton Manor. I stay at an all nude resort.
That is so weird. Do you have to be nude?
No. God, no. Oh, okay. You can be in short. I don't. Are you kidding me? If that was a requirement, I'd be like, next. No, I mean, you don't have to. But of course, like, there are people there. The first time I went there, it was a little weird.
Is it like a bearish place or is that mix of everyone?
There's a good mixture of everyone. That one, from what I understand, is generally more bear friendly mm-hmm. than some of the other ones.
Could you imagine going to one that's not bear friendly? Like you didn't know and you just
oh,
went.
I would totally look like a blimp. I'd be like
people would try to ride you in the pool.
Right. I'd be laying there like all like pretty like clink clink and all of a sudden I hear a fucking and twink just jumps on top of
they
me.
They nickname you Alien.
Stupid. Anyway, so no, it's
they think you're Cubano.
They what you call it? It's a really nice place. I've gotten to know the owners. I've gotten to know a lot of the staff. So when I go, like people know me.
Is it like Big Fatty's Hara Hotel? The Hara Hotel,
maybe.
Which I have to say this, people. I've heard other people talk about Big Fatty and going to this hotel. It's not Horror Hotel. It's Hara Hotel. That's how you say it.
What is it? Where is it
it's
at?
Like, it's in South Carolina.
Is it H-A-R-R-A-H? Hara?
No, that's what he calls. That's not the name of it.
Oh,
it's just
got
that's
it.
What he calls it.
Got it. I don't know. You'll have
it's
to
like
tell
a
me
leather
off the air.
Thing.
I'll take that off the air, please.
It's,
thank
it's
you.
A leather thing.
Oh, got it.
But people are, when you listen to sound clips,
oh,
like,
so
oh,
it's Hardness
went,
Hotel.
He went to the Horror Hotel. And I'm like, no, it's Hara. Hotel.
Okay.
You gotta say it like Big Fatty.
That's right, because he's a big O'Hara. Hara.
Oh, if you didn't listen, well, you don't listen to a show often, but not this past Friday, but the Friday before last.
Yeah.
There was an orgy going on in his room while he was recording.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Like, you could hear sounds?
Yeah. And he was talking to him. Someone was sitting in a special chair.
Oh.
And
God, I hope it was not a shitter chair. That's disgusting. I hope there was not a poor innocent soul with his mouth fucking propped wide open, waiting to receive the Lord's gift.
It was a training potty.
No ma'am, no ham, no thank you. Oh, I bet you that fucking room smelled amazing. It probably smelled like fucking 1,000-year-old teen spirit. Oh my God. Mummified teen spirit. Oh my God. That's what it smelled like. I mean, and I'm just talking about Big Fatty's balls.
No, those smell like leather, probably.
From all the tanning he's done in people's mouth.
No, just how old they are.
It's like leather when they say you have to break it in, and it's then like you break it in, and it's like, why does it look like this?
People look at it and they're like, oh, the mummy. And then they blow on it, and then dust comes off. And then Big Fatty goes, oh,
I felt that. That's hours later. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh my God, that's gross.
What?
Well, I mean, what was it, really an orgy, or was it?
Things were happening. I mean, you could hear some things.
Oh.
But why is it gross? I mean, it's not gross.
No,
I
was it's just not like, gross, but you know.
I was kind of like shocked. At first, I was like, joke. And then I was like, no. Sounds a little real.
You know what it is?
Sounds a lot of real.
I like to keep my sexuality. Although I do talk about sex, and I'm not afraid to talk about shit like that.
Girl, you want a wall built up in you this week.
Exactly. That's exactly right. I want to be stomped on like fucking. Maybe Big Fatty
wanted a wall built in his room.
I want to be stomped on with a big old dick like the Stomp Crew in Broadway.
Okay, you know what? We're just gonna like pause.
I want
we're gonna
to
rethink.
Be...
We're gonna rethink what we're talking about, and we're gonna come back.
I want to be the bottom that God intended me to be. No, right. No, I just like when it comes to actually doing stuff like that. I like to keep my friends separate from that. And I like to keep it like, you know, I'm okay with like viewing, like people viewing and all shit, like, because I it kind of turns me on. But I also like to be the voyeur. So, but I don't.
So you like to watch people watch you watching people.
Sure.
That's hot, I guess. It's confusing.
There's a lot of watching.
Whatever. That's like. When you're taking a selfie in front of a mirror and there's a mirror behind you and then there's like 1,000 of you behind you.
It's like, wait, look,
who are you really watching?
Right. It's like this. Why are you looking at me? But why are you looking at me? Don't it look hot? Of course you do. This is the best selfie. I know. No, I just like it. Just sex to me is. I don't, it's just a very private thing for me. Like, I don't, I can be freaky if I need to be, but like, I prefer to just like, I'd rather tell you than like you be there.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That you makes know, sense. Like, but even when I hook
Big
up.
Big Fatty was not participating, he was just recording. So it was.
I know, but isn't that weird? Like, I'm not, I guess maybe not weird. Like, I don't know. Like, I guess maybe because for me, like, I could not sit here and have someone like having sex.
But people don't know who's in the room. They don't know who the real people are, so it doesn't matter to them.
No, it's not about like it's not about the crowd listening. It's about the people that are in the room. Like I could not be sitting here with a straight face having people like I'd be like, we'll record afterwards.
You're like, no, you're like, can we get some mobile microphones, please?
I know. Cause I need to suck some dick up in here.
Can I get a Janet Jackson microphone, please?
Right. Cause I need to be able to just swoosh it to the side.
Right.
Just swoosh it to the side. Swivel that bitch right to the left.
And suck some dick.
And suck some dick. And you may hear something.
What will they hear? No, then they hear.
That's that fucking powerful come in the back of my throat.
That, you know what?
Wait,
just you know calm down.
My friend goes, oh, isn't it so gross when you get cum like on your, what'd she say? Isn't it so gross when you get cum on your on your shirt or on like clothing? And I was like, that's not a problem for me. And she goes, She just looked at me.
She's like, "Oh, I thought you had a sandwich. There's some mayonnaise on your shirt." You're like,
"I'm like
mayonnaise,
bitch. It goes
mayonnaise,
right? Right. It goes all down my throat. That's what I'm trying to say to you.
Oh, oh.
There's never any spillage. Let's just
garbage
say.
Disposal."
Deposit. I am a mobile sperm bank.
No, what I hate is when someone like comes and then they're like lick it up and they're like it's been 10 minutes, it's cold. I don't think so.
Ew. You know,
like
no,
it needs to be like instant.
If I'm going to do that, you need a deposit right away. Cause there's not gonna be like you're just gonna lay there and then be like lick it up. Yeah. No. That's like licking up
a snot.
Yes, it's like so gross.
Ew.
Okay, moving along. And
sometimes it's green like snot.
Oh,
hold
ooh,
on.
Girl, the disease that is was... fresh with this one.
We had too much beer on St. Patrick's Day.
Gross.
That's, which is not possible.
I've been doing this for 3 weeks. Why is it still that color? Anyways, moving along. So, yeah, so I will be in Fort Lauderdale for about a week, and I'm really super excited because, like, it's been a really rough, like, couple months, and just, like, the job and working the second job and trying to find a house and all this stuff, and it's just, like, I need a break.
Do they have...
And work has been really, like, just...
Do they have massage busy. Therapists there?
They do. Ooh, they do have
a massage?
I'm thinking about it, yes.
Are you going to get a Michelle massage?
I mean, if a drag queen is doing it, I don't know.
Which drag queen would you want to give you a massage?
I don't know, because none of them are really cute.
What drag queen as a boy would you like to give you a massage?
I'm oddly attracted to Alaska Thunderfuck. I don't know why, but there's something about... Maybe it's because his hair. I really love his hair.
Detox.
Ew!
Not true.
Remember, he's got that that fucking jaw. And I love, can you just imagine waking up in the morning with that severe bang cut?
Oh.
He literally looks like someone, like Helen like Keller took a bowl and was like, let me cut your hair.
She couldn't even say that.
I know.
Shit. One person that I think is very attractive is Roxy Andrews.
He is thick and so juicy. He's cute.
You know what? And his eyes are really pretty.
But isn't it weird that he acts more Nelly as a boy than he does as a girl?
I never thought about it.
I was watching that the other day. This last okay, so we're getting into Drag Race.
Oh, we're gonna get into
All
it
Stars.
Now. All right.
Let's get All Stars. he was yes, Mama. I noticed that the other the second episode. And I was just like, why is he being really Nelly? And then he's like, not that he really butched it up that much for, you know, his look. But I was just like, he's still sort of Nelly. And I don't mean to be offensive, but he's still kind of Nelly. Just
if
not
you
as,
have to say that, you're being offensive.
Not as he's a little more like reserved calm. Girl. Whereas when he's a boy, he's more girl. If that makes sense.
He's more hey.
He's got seven E's in there. But when he is Roxy Andrews, he's got five.
It's like, hey.
Right. Hey.
What do you think of the season so far?
Okay. So I love all the queens. And this is a spoiler alert. So if you haven't seen, well, if you haven't
it's
seen
been
the
a
first,
week, so.
No. But if you haven't seen the two first episodes, like.
Then you probably want to stop for the next 20 minutes and go forward.
Probably. You know, I'm a little disappointed in Adore Delano.
I'm really disappointed.
Staying. However, she did release a video today from her Snapchat or like last night or whatever. And she kind of explained the reason she actually.
It's because she's addicted to drugs.
No. Oh. Although she did look really puffy, like she had work done. And actually, I think she had dental work done because her one side of her cheek was really swollen in like the interview parts. Mm-hmm. But when she did the Snapchat, she looked, you know, like perpendicular mm-hmm. or fine. You know, I was a little like just sad because I really wanted her to see her, and because I really think that she could have gotten to the top, and mm-hmm. I really think that she could have been one of the top three. I just, you know, it really sucked that they kind of went in hard on her, because I feel like they really went hard on her and no one else. And yeah. Also, in the video that she released yesterday or this morning, she stated that actually Raven Simone was really mean to her and like just said something that was just very mean. Mm-hmm. And that's, she was the first one to start. So it kind of trickled off. I think what she was saying was that Michelle Visage was the last person to kind of critique her, and that I guess Raven Simone said something that was,
it's Simonier.
Simonier. Yes. Very true. when she said something, she wouldn't say what it was that she said, but she just said that it was very, like, I guess it struck a nerve with her.
Well, it must have been bad if they didn't put it on the show. So it must have been something that was, like, really, like, hurtful.
Yeah. But it must have been, because they didn't put it on there, and she would not divulge what was said. You know, on one hand, I'm disappointed that she left, because I really think, like I said, I think she could have made it to the top. She's a strong contender. I think she would have brought her looks better than anyone. Not only that, but I think she would have been able to nail most of the challenges, whatever they were, because I think a lot of people underestimate her. And I feel like that's, you know,
they did on the first season she was on.
Right. And look where she got.
She was in third. Like, she was in the top three.
Yeah, she was. And she was the runner up to Queen.
I like her because of the way she talks and like the sound of her voice.
Yeah, like, well, she's funny. Just funny. Yeah, like she's just funny. She's hilarious.
I'm Adore Delano and I'm a sloppy slut.
I like when she walked in and she had her hand in her pocket and she was like, meow. I was like, love her. So I just was, you know, I was really disappointed, but then when hearing her like reason behind it, I feel like she did the right thing.
Apparently there was some aggravation too while she was on tour with Michelle Visage. I guess there was some like back and forth with each other.
She said that the reason she said that there was I guess Michelle was always kind of getting on her for kind of the way that she was, her aesthetic, and her mm-hmm. drag aesthetic is, you know, punk rock, and it's not your conventional drag queen that wears, you know,
like Roxy Andrews. Make.
Right. She's not a Roxy Andrews. You know, she's not even an Alaska Thunderfuck, which even if you think, look at Alaska, she can look rock and funky, but she could still look pretty. Mm-hmm. And I think the same thing with Adore. Like, I think that sometimes there were certain images that I've seen of her in the last couple years since she's been on the show that I thought, she's still pulling that punk, but she looks really pretty. Like, mm-hmm. her face is, her mug is beat to death. And with this one, I'm just like, I know she would have done well, but I understand why she did it. And I think it was because she said that her father had died right before she got on the show. And so she was still trying to deal with that. She was touring nonstop. And there was just, she had broken up with her boyfriend. And it was just so like a bunch.
All kinds of shit happened.
Yeah, it was a bunch of stuff that was happening. And when they offered her the opportunity, she thought that she would be okay. And that's why she took it. Because she mistakenly, and I think she even kind of admits that, thought that it wouldn't necessarily be the same critiquing style that it was when she was on the regular show, which, I mean, is that a little bit naive? Is that a little bit like wishing? Mm-hmm. Maybe, but if you didn't see the first one and, I mean, you don't remember your show, like, come on. You know, you've been on the show, so you know it's going to be a little rough. They're not just going to tell you, like, you're going to come on here, you're not going to get critiqued. So she just says she wasn't ready for that, and I think that she just felt like she didn't want to have to conform to what they wanted
standards.
In terms of drag race, you know, mm-hmm. she wanted to continue to be who she was, true to who she was, and that in and of itself was a problem for her.
But there's a lot of people that have to do that to win that show. I mean, there's a lot of people that step outside their
comfort zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is a game and it is a competition, and, you know, I think to some degree there was probably this notion in her head that, you know, I've made a name for myself. I've made a style for myself. I don't need to conform to that because I've already surpassed that. And I think that's a little naive on her behalf. But anyways, in any case, she kind of explained that in a little bit more detail. And so it just kind of made me think, all right.
I kind of feel like no one should have went home that week, though.
No, I don't think anybody should have been voted off. I think someone should have went home.
Do you, not the right person, though, I don't think went home.
In terms of Tatiana and the other two?
No, I think there were other people that were worse than Tatiana.
I'm trying to think.
Like,
who?
I'm trying to think of the Snatch Game characters.
No, Tatiana was horrible. Like, she was bad. She wasn't even, she couldn't even, she, the and I don't understand why these queens.
What I should say is I don't like the new concept. Because I really do think that it's knocking out people that could
It's do knocking a lot out better. Your competitor. I mean, but that's the name of the game. Like,
but they're not really doing right now. They're not doing the competitor thing.
But see, that's how you screw yourself. Okay, so
you get rid of the person that's the best, not the person that's the worst.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're right now, what they're trying to do is like this whole Alaska Rolaska Tux or whatever. That's gonna backfire on them. Because let me tell you something. I personally think that the one that should have gone home should have been between Roxy Andrews and Tatiana. That's who should have gone home. Mm-hmm. One of those two bitches should have gone home. Because Roxy Andrews was horrible as Alaska. I don't understand why she just decided to switch.
Because of fucking Fifi.
And
she's,
you know what?
Starting to come out.
And I'm telling you right now. And that's how you play the fucking game. You play tricks and you play people's mind to get them to second guess themselves.
And she tried to
themselves.
Do it to Alyssa, and Alyssa's like, bitch, whatever.
Right.
You know?
And she was still fucking funny as hell. I mean, okay, and let's just talk about fucking Alaska Thunderfuck's performance of Mae West.
I loved it.
I could not get enough. I was like, I could literally just watch you. And fucking Katya as fucking Bjork.
Yeah.
Oh my God. When she was started eating the paper, I was like, oh, I fucking love her. I think actually I would let her like give me a massage.
Oh, really?
I think she's really cute as a boy, even though she's got like these weird eyebrows because she's a drag queen. But I think I personally think that Katya should have won the between the two, because I think she was just a smidge stronger. Mm-hmm. Even though she didn't say a lot, but when she delivered really well. Whereas Alaska, although she delivered more, you know, like evenly, there were little times where it was just kind of like, okay, we get it. Like, you know, that's how Mae West talks. Let's hear something that's funnier. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just thought they were really, I don't know who else could have gone down though, because I think the three that were in the bottom three should have been there, because it was what, Roxy, it was Tatiana.
Why are they doing three? Wait, maybe I'm confused, or maybe I wasn't paying attention on the first episode, but I could have sworn there was only two people in the bottom and two people at the top.
Nope. It's three people at the top, three people. You guys, what she says
is two at the top, three at the bottom.
You represent the top and the bottom. Yes, but it's typically six. So they excuse one. They bring out three at the bottom and they excuse one of the top three. So it ends up being two.
I don't remember the first one being three, but.
No, who was it? Or is it only
Coco?
Two?
The first one was only two people.
No, the first one was three. It was Adore Delano, Coco, and. What's her name from Chicago?
Fifi.
Those were the bottom three. The top two were Roxy Andrews and
Tatiana.
Tatiana, yes. And then Coco Montrese ended up leaving, or they kicked her out. Mm-hmm. And then the second time it was Roxy Andrews, Tatiana,
and Detox.
And Alaska and Katya were the
winners. I don't know. I just kind of think.
Her look, she would have never went home because her look slayed everyone's fucking look. When she turned that motherfucking corner looking like she got stuck in some rubber and her hair. I mean, she fucking rocked.
Why were they all in latex?
Like, because that was the show. That was a challenge.
But I thought the challenge was introducing life or something like that. Like, it wasn't, I don't recall it being anything latex or rubber.
No, I
remember. It was like Introduction to Life. Introduction to Life is what it was called.
No, I could have sworn they said something about latex. I'm almost positive they did. But, anyway, so, but when she turned the corner, I was just like, oh, bitch.
I liked Alaska's look the best.
I liked hers too. Yeah. I think her and Detox were the top of that. of the looks for the runway. But I don't really think that she should have. I don't think Detox was the worst out of those three. I don't think she should have been in that three. I mean, it wasn't that great, but she shouldn't have been there. The two that were at the bottom were that should have been up for elimination should have been Roxy and Tatiana. They were the worst. And I personally think Roxy Andrews should have gone home because she was even worse than Tatiana.
I don't think she'll go home anytime soon. I mean, I guess it just depends on how the game's played. But I'm also wondering, like, they keep telling the queens that are taken out, you may come back for your revenge. I'm wondering if, like, what is up with that? Are they going to be the deciders of who wins the whole thing, you know?
No, but maybe like, maybe the top five get decided by them.
Maybe.
Like,
there has to be something.
No, no, not the top five, but the top three to get decided by them out of the top five. Mm-hmm. Or maybe the top four. I don't know. It's going to be interesting because I'm wondering if it's going to be like Top Chef where they also participate in challenges, like either against each other or
to try to come back in.
Yeah. Or like they're also doing looks based on what the challenge is for that week to see if who out of those continues to keep going back. Because I don't think they're going to bring all of them back. I think it's going to eventually be one of those people that got eliminated. It's going to end up coming back.
I was totally.
And I have a sneaky suspicion that because the way that Adore Delano was talking about how she was like, I can't wait to watch what she said. You guys are just going to have to wait and see till the end. I'm so excited. So I don't know if she's coming back for something. I don't know. And I may be just reading into it. And she was just talking about like, I can't, you know, just she's waiting to see who ends up or whatever. But you never
like
know.
When they get taken off the show, do they actually go home or do they stay like in a hotel until
everything's
over?
They stay in a hotel
over?
Until everything's over.
Okay, I thought so.
So the show is recorded over 2 weeks. The show's recorded over 2 weeks. And in that 2 weeks, that's when they... So they don't go home. So essentially, like, it could be recorded... Like, the first week could be recorded, like, most of the episodes. And then the second week is, like, the final, like, three episodes or whatever. So probably that's something that'll be decided. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I don't like I was shocked when Adore Delano wanted to leave when I was like, what? Like, but I understand now even more. But, you know,
and that's the first time they ever let someone talk to a judge about the way the judge treated them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But I think it's I think that was kind of like I think that was sort of like it was nice to see that. You know, it made them human, you know, because you kind of think like these people are made of Teflon, like nothing should faze them. But when you see someone like that, you're kind of like thinking like, oh, my God, like you're emotional, like what's going on? And I kind of I really liked Rue's sort of like advice towards him. Like if this is what you need to do, I completely understand. But you need to make sure that it's the right choice. And it was for her, you know, maybe someone else might not have thought that was the right choice and still kind of powered through. But. That's a lot. I mean, like, from what I understand, like, hearing other podcasts that talk about the drag queens and RuPaul and the show, I mean, it's a lot of work and there's a lot of stress that goes on with putting that show together, doing the episodes and all that stuff. Like, it's a lot of stress on them.
But they already know that. Because well, these are all stars, so they already know
right,
how stressful
this,
it is.
Yes, this part, yes. But I'm saying just in general, like doing the show in general, it's a lot of stress. And I think that's the reason why I'm kind of like, really, girl, you didn't think it was going to be this stressful? Like, what? That's what kind of, you know, that part I'm like, you're an idiot for thinking it was going to be different, you know, or even being judged. And she even says, you know, she's like... I knew we were going to get judged on our looks and stuff. I just didn't realize that it was going to be just like it was the first time around.
And I don't even think her...
Which is a fair statement.
But the thing is I don't even think she looked that bad.
No, I thought she looked really cute. I mean, with the hair and... Okay, maybe she could have been cinched a little bit, you know, like... So she could have conformed a little bit more to what what they're looking for in a drag queen. Mm. Maybe a little bit more, you know, stitched or you know, cinched, but I thought she looked cute and I thought by far she was one of the best performers, like vocal wise. Like, mm-hmm. I thought she did really, really well. And she ended up in the bottom two. I was like, okay. Well, choices.
Choices.
As Miss Tatiana says, choices. That was a choice. I still want to know why the fuck she always says thank you. And then she looks at the camera. Like a
thing from her season, probably. Something that she's known for.
Yeah, because she's like, thank you. She does this like weird face. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I think Katya, that's my, I'm rooting for
her. She's funny.
I'm rooting for her and or Alaska. Those are my two top, like, favorite two.
I like Roxy because I think she's pretty as a drag queen, but I kind of hope her attitude is a lot better.
You know what? I thought her looks they're starting to look the same.
Well, she's like a beauty queen pageant.
Like, so right, but like, they're kind of looking the same. Although I do have to say, though, when she pulled off that wig and had that short hair with that fucking bodysuit, I was like, okay. I want to be all up in that punani. I want to be licking up all on that fish.
Ew. That fish stick.
Yeah, right. The fish stick. I thought she looked gorgeous. And then, you know, she had the short hair and it was black. I mean, like, I thought she looked really good. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Although I do think that shit's going to backfire in them.
Yeah, it's going to be starting getting stressful now, I think. Like, just watching it and knowing, like, who's going to have to choose who.
Yeah. Who do you think is going to be next to go? Because we're down to what? I think
probably...
So we're down to six, aren't we? Or are we down to seven? Because it's Katya, it's Alaska.
We're seven, but no.
Yeah, we're seven. Because it's Alaska. And then
we'll say who went home. It's just easier. Coco, Adore, Tatiana.
Yeah, I still don't know who's on there. So it's Alaska Tuck, so that's three. Ginger and then Minge. It's Fifi, Ginger Minge, Alyssa Edwards, mm-hmm. and Katya. Those are right the seven. Mm-hmm.
I think they're either going to send Ginger Minch home or Alyssa. Although I love if Alyssa.
If they're in the bottom.
Right.
If
that's the thing. Don't know. I mean,
yeah,
you're not going to know because, and I don't think they're going to keep doing this whole, oh, we're going to go by how harsh the critiques were and we're going to vote you off. That doesn't work when your biggest competitors are against you.
Right. So,
I could see them voting off Coco. Well, fine. But
I know someone who did it's the Daniel and them, not Daniel specifically, but the crew who reviews Drag Recap or whatever. They were talking about like Coco Montrese could have done. She was awful. Like, who fucking wait? First of all,
she was trying to go outside the box.
But you know what it is? And so Joe Batanse was talking about how maybe she had another number and then it wasn't cleared because apparently, well, and actually I posted something on to Taylor and kind of let them know what was behind it because a Drag Race posted something. Mm-hmm. I guess she was initially supposed to do something Janet Jackson related, and because she didn't get clearance they didn't get clearance for the music, that maybe that was the reason why she ended up doing that number, or she started to do that a different song but then couldn't get clearance, so they plastered other songs, other music on it.
Or, well, you know, this is how it went down. Janet Jackson, can we use your song? No. No.
I don't know, because it's her record label that makes that decision, not her. Because they own the rights to...
But isn't she her own record label?
Well, yeah, but she still doesn't own all of her music, all of her catalog.
Oh.
So.
So I wonder what song it was. I don't...
It may have been... I want to say maybe like it probably was Rhythm Nation because that's kind of what she's known for doing.
But in a 50s Hollywood gown?
No, she wasn't. She wouldn't have done it in a 50s gown. She would have done it differently. I think that's the reason why she did a 50s gown. I just don't understand. Why the fuck would you wear, if you're going to dance, first of all, why are you going to wear a long ass gown like that? You can't even see your shoes. And then second of all, fucking do that boring ass number. It was horrible. She did, I mean, she looked great, but it was just a boring ass number. It's mm-hmm. like, you really want to win All Stars with that? Like, girl, choices.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's like so weird. I don't know why she does that, but anyway.
All right.
So who do you think? So you think it's gonna be either Ginger or Alyssa?
Oh, to go home.
Next.
The bottom two,
Well, I mean, those are obvious choices because they're kind of the weakest links in the seven.
I don't know if Alyssa's weak. I just don't think people like her, like on that show. I don't think she is as liked as like,
even over Ginger Minge.
Well, I'm just saying in that group of seven, I don't think. I think the two they don't like the most are Alyssa and Ginger Minge. I think the other four are kind of like all together, or the other five.
Yeah. I don't know. That's going to be a tough one.
I don't think you can actually, it's harder to say who's going to be in the bottom two because you just don't know. It's up to the person that wins the singing challenge or this.
Right. You can say who could be in the bottom two because like, okay. So for example, like. Yeah, you're right. I mean,
it's hard.
Because her and Ginger Minge have been saved these first two episodes.
I mean, you can see the old way they used to do it. You can see who isn't keeping up with everyone, and it's easier to say, oh, they're going to be next week.
Right, next week.
Since they're not doing it this way or that way, it's a lot harder to tell the future.
Kind of exactly. So, that's interesting. Yeah, you're right. It's going to be really hard to decipher who's going to be down there.
So let's just not even think about it and not be stressed.
Yeah,
no stress. Let's just appreciate that it's there for us.
Right. To poke fun at.
You guys, I think we're only doing one show today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's how I'm feeling.
Oh.
It's just... we have phone calls that we need to go.
I just celebrated my 38th birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to me.
Did you listen to that?
I got all my gifts.
Did you listen to Big Fatty show?
And
for him to tell you happy birthday?
Yeah. Thank you, Big Fatty.
Thank you.
Thank you. it was an interesting birthday. I had a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. We went out to dinner with my other friends, and then we played Heads Up, which is that, I don't know if it's the Ellen game per se, but it's the one that she plays with, Stars, where she puts her iPhone or iPod on her forehead, and the other person has to give her clues on what the word is,
mm-hmm.
Which was a lot of fun. We did it while I was a little high, so that was even more fun. And yeah.
Were you high on life?
I was high on something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crack cocaine, whatever. All right, so we got some phone calls, you guys. It's very interesting how they're kind of dated, so take a listen. Here's the first one. Oh. Please hold. Wait, what's happening? Why isn't this working?
Technology.
Why isn't this playing?
Everything is again? Okay, let's try this again. You know what? We're just going to play it from the email. Uno momento, por favor.
Uno momento, por favor.
Thank you.
I don't even know what she says.
Here we go. Oh my God, my internet's being so stupid right now. Here we go.
Hey, Ricky. Just wanted to call and say congratulations to Waylon and James LeRoy on their engagement. This is freaking awesome. All right, I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Okay, so I think this is a person that's listening to old shows. You know, they've gone back and started listening to old shows. So they didn't say who they were, so I'm not for sure who they are. But that was like 2.5 years ago.
That's so weird.
Unless it's like messages that were like caught in like the internet and then they just appeared.
Oh, like in outer space when all of a sudden it picks up like Elvis's song?
Yeah.
Because you know totally how weird. Like... music travels really slow.
And then the person calls back and I giggled because it reminds me of something that we used to do all the time. But
okay,
here we go.
Hey, Foul Monkeys. I was just remembering something. that how come Britney from the future never calls anymore? You remember her? She's like, this Britney Spears from the future. And craziness like that. But anyways, all right. Just wanted to drop that line. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
Well, I would like for him to talk. He sounds kind of sexy.
This was when I lived in Florida. We used to do this segment called Britney in the Future, Britney from the Future. So she would call in and say she was from the future and like tell us what's happening. It was pretty funny. But let's see where the area code is. Let's see. It's in Houston, Texas. So someone in Texas.
Well, whoever you are, you sound sexy.
Well, they're from Houston. They're from Texas, so they got that country drawl.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if his jaw's got that drawl. Oh. When he's sucking dick.
Or booty.
Preferably mine.
Thank you for calling. We'd really like if you would call in.
Thank you for calling.
You should call us back and tell us who you are. And if you're back,
send us a picture, penis preferred.
If you're listening to old, well, obviously you're listening to older shows, but tell us if you made the call like 2.5 years ago and we're just getting it. Because that's weird to me, but
that is weird. I don't think that happened, but I think the person is probably listening to old episodes.
Oh my God. What if we're in the future right now?
Totes future. If this is the future, I want to fucking rewind. Right, guys, I want to rewind.
I don't think we have any emails. That we just had we some did phone have an calls. Email
from.
Oh, we got an email for
don't say the whole thing because remember she's one of the Gram Grams.
She's Gram Gram Juju, right? Is that what we called her?
No.
Juju Grams.
No. Anyways, I think we said her first name.
Well, we won't just in case because okay. I can't remember. It's been a while since we
JW.
Yeah. It's been a while since we I've heard from you, but she said, so that's why today's such a beautiful day. Happy birthday, Roger.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And she put balloon cake, balloon cake, balloon cake, balloon in the title.
Like, does she literally spell it out?
No, that would have been hilarious.
I'm
going to do that.
Balloon cake, balloon cake. I'm like, that's a lot of typing.
Wave, wave, sad face, wave, wave, sad face, cry, tear.
All in letters, preferably capped, so they know that you're yelling.
So yeah, you'll get the show. I might record something next week with somebody. I don't know. I may not. But I think I talked about on the last show that I'm going to California again, and then I'm going to Florida.
Mm-hmm. When's all that happening again?
The first week. My coworkers are pissed. The first week of October. No, the second week of October and the third week of October.
Oh, girl, that's a long way ago. Nobody cares about that.
Can't wait.
Is that Britney Spears in the future?
That's Britney Spears in the future.
Hi, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
It's Britney from the future. That's funny.
I need to go back and try to find the old episodes. Like, that person could tell me because we did it for like
a long months. Time. Yeah. No, that's interesting.
It's Britney from the future.
I'm getting a tattoo a week after I come back.
What are you getting?
I'm just going to get like some stuff here on my hands and then hopefully right here on my arm.
Some stuff. You're getting some stuff tattooed.
Right.
Some stuff.
Some stuff right here on my arm. That's what I'm getting. Some stuff.
Everything's some literal stuff. Now. It's just spelled out.
Right. Right here in my arm.
Balloon cake. Balloon cake. Balloon cake.
I don't know why I thought, did she actually spell that out?
It's because you're stupid.
Because you're stupid. So you're stupid. Thank you.
All right, we're going to go. This is Ricky.
And this is, who was I again?
Limon. Yeah, green.
Yes. Limon.
Bye.
Deuces.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate it.
We would love to hear your feedback. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Or you can find us on Twitter and Instagram by using the handle @foulmonkeys.
Thanks for listening and
we will talk to you soon.
Deuces.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be
testing, there. Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Enjoy.
Keep talking because I need to bring up the
volume. No, you need to bring up the volume.
The email. Need to bring up the email.
Oh yeah, didn't we get some like?
We got some phone calls, but
voicemails.
I need to bring up the actual intro.
It's not for sale, dude. I missed out on it.
Talking about you missing your boo.
Ooh, ooh.